We are holding daf nun zayin nomer aleph. It says the Mishnah again, nishtabru raglehu. If the legs were broken, if you have a chicken, a bird, that the legs were broken, so the Mishnah says these are part of the eluk sheris. It's still the oif, it's still kosher. So what it says, ahu tzina diinkurei. There was a basket full of birds that each one of them had broken legs. The inkure, the yatsila kaima the rova, they brought it in front of rova. So Rashi says the inkure means oifoy shenishtabu raglehim. Biyakuva means lamata, on the bottom, by the bottom part of the leg, it was broken. So bodku rova, rova checked out each leg of the bird. Bitsuma tagidim, he checked it out by the tsuma tagidim, special gidim, special veins there, special tendons by the joints. And he found they were not ripped over there, and therefore v'yachshre, he said the birds are kosher. So Rashi explains this tsuma sagidim again. You really have to see a picture book to see where they are. Rashi says she hey shisha osa chutin. There are 16 strings there. It means veins there. Kayomim kamina perbemer makasha. And vu bishifula sheletzem hashuk. That's at the bottom part of the shoulder bone. Samach leakuva near like the elbow. That's where the tsuma sagidim are. So there you have to be careful, it's not broken there. If it be broken there, that will be a trefil. But here he checked out these birds and saw that the tsuma sagidim was still attached. There was nothing broken there. Therefore he said it's kosher. The Omrav Yehuda Marav. Yehuda Marav says, Shemutas yad bebehema kshera. So if the front legs, the shemutas yad of an animal was dislocated, so it's still kosher. My sheikh confronted us, we have that shmutas yerech bebehema trefa. But if the yerech, if the back legs, if by the thighs, if that was dislocated, that's a trefa. And Rashi explains, shmutas yerech means that the buka diyatma, the shaf miduchta, viyachon niv, like we had before, that's where this bone, the thigh bone, comes out of its jaw, comes out of its socket. So that's called a trefa. The Gemara says, now what's going to be Shmutas Yerech B'yoif? Let's say by the Yerech the thigh of the bird comes out of place. Shmutas torn out of place. Treifa, that's also Treifa. Shmutas Gaf B'yoif? Treifa. If the wing of the animal was dislocated out of its place, that's also a Treifa. Why? Chashinu were afraid that Nikva Horeya, were afraid if that happened, that the Pshat is that there was a hole in its lungs, that caused there to be a hole that pierced through in the lungs, that's where it's a trefa. Well, Shmuel HaMashmuel says, no, Tivduk, let's check it out. Even in the case that the wings were dislocated, so there's a ray, it's such true, but you have to check it out. If you check out the lungs and see there's no nekev, it's still kosher. Ve'cheinom Rabbi Yechon, the same thing, Rabbi Yechon also says, that Tivduk, you should check it out to see if the lungs are, has a hole in it or not. Chizki HaMechizki says, no, ein ray eloyef. There's no lungs to a bird. We'll soon see what that means. Ein rei liyef. Rabbi Yechon nomar yesh loy. Know that they have the lungs, but v'yeshnon ka'ola shoveret bein akfayim. So Chis Rabbi Yechon says again that a bird has a lung, and it says like an ola shoveret, like the leaf of a rose, and bein akfayim, it's between its wings, that's where you find the lungs of a bird. So therefore you could check it out. Now the Morse question, my ain rail yoif. What did Chizki mean to say when Chizki said there's no lungs to a knife? What did he mean to say? You let me if you want to tell me the less like klal that he meant to say the Mitzvah says there's no lungs to a bird. So the question, how could that be? For Kachazino di Islay, when we open up a bird we see that it does have lungs. So how could Chizki say that Oifus doesn't have lungs? What he meant to say was, the lemitra fabei, what he meant to say is it's not so vital by a bird, and therefore even though it's pierced through, there's a hole in the lungs, it's still not called a trefa. By oifus, it's not called a trefa. So now the question is not true either. V'atani Levi, we learned that Levi learned that trefa, shemona chacham and bebehema, all the yudches trefas that we had before that was mentioned, negated to behemis, is kinegda and be'oif, the same thing applies by knife also. So just like we had this nekuvas in the lungs, in the reya, who are then by knife also, but has a hole in its lungs, that's also a treifa. And Yiva adds on that, yes, relay a knife, birds have more trefes than behemoth, that nishperetzim, if the skull was broken, afo pishla nikav krum shomayach, even though the membrane around the brains was not pierced through, still it's called a trefa. But by behemoth, that's not a trefa. So akoponim, we see clearly by ifos that they have lungs, and there's a trefes if it's pierced through. So rather, what Chizki meant to say was like this, ein lo limpo v'lo lichmo, means to say that we had before, by an afula, if it falls off the gag, that you have to be afraid for risik evorim, that you have to check out all the inside organs, but you have to know you do not have to check out the reya. If it just fell off the roof, for that we don't have to be afraid to check out the reya. The same thing, v'lo lichmo means if it was scorched by fire. So we have before, you have to check out all the intestines to see it didn't turn green. But you have to know the reya, you don't have to check out. That's what he meant to say. And my time, what's the reason? Omer Rav Chonon says, Hoyo v'roiv tziliyoseho maginus aleho. Since most of the ribs are around the lungs, so they protect the lungs. Therefore, you don't have to be afraid, not mishum the fula, and not mishum the yesh. The Gemara still says, but since Rabbi Yochanan said back to Chizkiya that Yeshla Yishno, they do have a reya, birds do have lungs. The Yeshna call a shavered, and it's like the leaves of a rose, Bein Akfayim, it's in between, inside and between the wings. And since Rabbi Yochanan answered this back, Mechlal is a proof to Chizkiya, what did Chizkiya meant to say? He meant to say, Sofa the Lestra, that it has no lungs at all. That's what Rabbi Yochanan had to say back, no, it does have lungs. Most is true. Ela rather Amri my Rav was said over there to Israel Mishmeidu Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina in the name of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina that Midvarah Shabribi in the name of Ribi Rashi said that Chizkiya Shagadlo B'Doroi Nika Shein Aboki B'Tanagolim, it's Nika that he was not a boki in Tanagolim and chickens. Rashi says in Rogul Lechol Tanagolim, he wasn't used to eating them. Lefikir therefore Lo Yodim Yeshdom Reya. And Rashi says, "V'loshem v'dichusum." It's like a joke. But the kids in Chami could be that Chizkiya, like I meant to say, it doesn't have a ray at all, doesn't have lungs at all. And the Biyochanan one answered back and said, "Yes, it does have lungs." So even though before we said that if you look, you see it. So Moshe's answer is, "Why says Chizkiya did not look at them? He did not saw the inside of it. So he did not know what they have. He meant to say it doesn't have." But in Chami, his shita is though that even though it does have, it's not called a treif like we just said. Just as his ikka memory was that in Achnami doesn't have lungs at all. So the Omer Afuna says that Omer Rav that Shmutois Yerach Boif. If you have the Yerach, the thigh bone on the bird, if it Shmuta becomes dislocated, Kshera, still the Yerach is kosher. Omer Le Rabba Bar Afuna Le Rafuna. So Rabba Bar Afuna said to Rafuna, I bore Rabbon and the Yosem of Pumpadi Soi. I had Rabbanon that came from Pumpadisom, Omru, they said over that Rabbi Yehudim Shmeid the Rav Oma, that Rabbi Yehudim said over the name of Rav, that Shmutas Yerach Berech for Shreifa, that no, not like you, that if the Yerach, the thigh, goes out of place dislocated in the oif by a chicken, it's also a Shreifa. So Omlai answered back to him and said, listen, Nahara, Nahara, Poshto, that there are different roads in the river, each river goes down a different way, meaning to say it's a Machlekes. Rashi says, "What nor nor a pashtoy in ein pashtoy nor doimim the different roots of the river zechor v'zoymed kach emin hagam kaim is doimus for Rav Kshera svirlei the Rav says kosher for Rav b'nei pumpadisa shnogo b'yisa leitzu b'fneim for pumpadisa we saw Rav Kshera svirlei kitzis a machloikas and echram this is a machloikas this is a tray for not if the thigh of the chicken comes out of place, that the tray fits a machlekes. Now the Gemara says, also Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba was going, is Ashkechei le Rabbi Yirmi Barabba, he found Rabbi Yirmi Barabba, the Kabodik, he was checking out the birds, the Tzumas Hagidim. By the Tzumas Hagidim, that means that the place by its leg, by the thick part, by its, the pulk of the cheat, of the chicken, the thick part of it, that has tzumas, that has a lot of veins there. I think like before I said there were 13 veins. Rashi says here, tzumas hagidim, mokem shagidim tzimtzum mischabrin or mishadkin. Like the veins there on the legs become tight when you pull it. Loshen choy mitzimtzoy. So those tzumas agidim, those veins there, if any one of them are broken, that becomes a treifa. So it was boidik the legs there to make sure that tzumas agidim are still there. Omelis, he said back to him, lo male lamar kulihai, how come you have to check out so much? Why do you be taking so much trouble checking them out? For Rav Huna Amar Rav, Rav Huna is the name of Rav, that Shmutas Yerach B'Yoif, if the Yerach, the thigh of the Yoif, was dislocated, is Kshera, still the animal is Kshera. So Rashi says, Shmutas Yerach B'Yoif Kshera, by Rehakil Nitol, the Koshka in the Nitol Tzuma Segidim of Adam, like if a shur of just these veins were taken out of place, should also be Kosher. Omalei said back to him, no, I know Mas Nisi Yadano, listen, I know Mishnah. That says like this, it says, Behema Shenechtechu Ragleho Min Ha'kuv L'mata. We have an animal that its leg was cut off. Min Ha'kuv L'mata, from the knee downwards is Kshera. But Min Ha'kuv L'mata was cut off from the knee upwards is Psula. And V'chein Shenitu Tzumas Agidim. The same thing applies to Tzumas Agidim. If they were taken out, that's also Trefa. And V'yomer Rav Allah, V'chein B'yoyf, the same thing applies by a bird. By a bird, it was nitl tzumas agidim. Mashal, that's these on the legs from the knee upwards. Right after the knee of the legs on the chicken, also there's tzumas agidim. There are 13 different veins there that attach the meat to the bone. So if any one of those veins are broken, that's also called the treifa. So that's what he holds, even by oifus also. Not only by behemoth, but behemoth or by oifus also. So therefore, he went to check out the tzumas agidim. For the Mori Yochi, you saw Kasha the Rav of the Rav, it's a theory on Rav and Rav. So here Rav says it's Kshayra, and here Rav says Psula. So Ishtin kept quiet. Omli said back to him, Dilma, Shani lo, ben Shemut to Lechatucha, could be different. Shemut is the Peshat that just came, was dislocated, it's out of place. But nothing is broken there, it's not torn there. Like the Gidim are still attached. Mashaik and Chatucha, where it's cut there, that's worse. If any one of the Tzumas of Gidim was cut, that's worse, that makes it for treifa. Omalei, v'at meforsha shmaita to the Rav. Like, is that the way you're explaining the lochas of Rav? Rashi says, v'at meforsha shmaita to Rav, that's the way you're explaining from yourself, you should know, lavdi dochu. It's not your own pshat, but rather, befeir shem Rav. Rav said clearly like this, that Rav said himself, that shmuto ksheiro, Chatzucha Psula, Rav also made this chilek, that if the bone got dislocated, it's still kosher. But if it was cut there, that's worse, that's Psula. And the Yalta Talmud, don't wonder about this. Sherei choitcho mikan umesa, he could cut the animal in one place, and that makes nekev, that makes a treifa. And choitcho mikan v'choisi, if he cut the animal in another place, it's still kosher, like we had before. You can't be medam and milsa by treifas. So one place makes a treifa, one not. Here also, the bone just got dislocated, it's still kosher. But if it was chatucha cut there, and it got broken, the tzumas agidim, that's a treifa. Then the Gemara says, Ki solik Rababa. When Rababa went up to Eretz Yisrael, so Ashke Chedle Rab Zera, found Rab Zera, the Yosef was sitting in the comments like this, that Om Rav Huna, Marav, Shemutas Yerech B'Yoif, the thigh of the oif gets dislocated out of place, treifa, that's also a treifa. Om Le said back to him, Chayidemar, like I swear in your life of your name, Chayidemar, that miyoyim the solik malocha, the day you came up here to Eretz Yisrael, from that day, of a kid, yeah. And the day you left above or came to Eretz Yisrael, have a heavy lawn.